One short Yom Kippur thought. I mentioned this last night at a shir. So those who are at the shir will be a little bit of chazar for them. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says a beautiful vart in Shari Tshuva. And he says the following. He says, V'hine madregos rabos l'tshuva. He says, there are many different levels for tshuva. Ulafia madregos yiskarif ha'adam ala kadosh baruch hu. And according to the different levels, that's how a person will come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omnam l'chol tshuva timtza slicha. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, there are many different levels of tshuva. But one common denominator is, whatever kind of tshuva you do, there is a guarantee that there is always some level of slicha. Always some level of forgiveness. So there's a perish on the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Meshivas Nefesh. So he writes over here in footnote base, he quotes the Mabit who says, the Av Sheinach, even though tshuva has many different parts, but tshuva is different than other mitzvahs. And he gives an example. He says, if a person wears tzitzis, and the person says, you know what, this year I'm going to be really good. Last year, I only wore tzitzis on two of the corners of my baguette. This year, I'm really going to push myself. I'm going to put tzitzis on three corners of the baguette. So right, our person says, you know what, last year, I only took, you know, two of the species, I only took hadassim and aravos. This year, I'm going to shtop a lulav in there. And I'm yiratz Hashem, you know, next year, I'm going to really get that esrogol. So obviously, those acts are meaningless. Because a pair of tzitzis with only three tzitzios on the corners is meaningless. Ultimately, again, dalid minim with only three of the minim is meaningless. There are many mitzvos in life where in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have all the pieces. And if you don't have all the pieces, then you're not yotzei, and there's no semblance of a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes so beautifully, that might be true for the majority of mitzvos. It's not true with tshuva. Tshuva is not all or nothing. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get everything done. Rather, as long as a person does something, as long as a person takes a step, as long as a person tries to grow in some area, fix some deficiency, in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, that is something magnificent and something fantastic. Too often, we end up doing nothing because we try to do everything. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Ribono Shel Olam never asks for perfection, never demands perfection, and never expects perfection. He just asks, he just yearns, he just pines for a step. So we should be zochem yartz Hashem to not aim for perfection. We should not aim to fix everything at once because you can't fix everything at once. But we should realize, l'chol tshuva timtza slicha, that as long as we're genuine in the steps we do take, be them big steps or small steps, just know that the Ribono Shel Olam will reciprocate our efforts with beautiful slicha, with beautiful kapara, and halavai we should all be zochet to a gemar chasima tova. Amen.